On Tuesday's front page, the high-tech sector is unlikely to lead the way to a wider recovery. High-tech firms are so tentative about bringing new employees on board that economists are wondering if high-tech doesn't hire people, who will? President Obama is calling for a $50 billion public works plan, and why Democrats in Arizona are fuming about homeless people who are running on the Green Party ticket. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says high-tech companies have been slow to hire new employees. Times reporter Catherine Rampell says there are two main reasons. Not enough workers have the cutting-edge skills tech firms want, and there are too many people whose skills can be matched offshore at lower costs. Shrinking opportunities in the tech sector are a sign it's going to be hard to bring down unemployment from 9.6%. In fact, it may be harder in technology. In July, unemployment in Silicon Valley was 11.5%. President Obama used a Labor Day visit to Milwaukee to announce a plan he hopes will jumpstart the economy. He wants to spend $50 billion on infrastructure.
Over the next 6 years, we are going to rebuild 150,000 miles of our roads. That's enough to circle the world six times. That's a lot of rope. We're going to lay and maintain 4,000 miles of our railways, enough to stretch coast to coast. We're going to restore 150 miles of runways, and we're going to advance a next-generation air traffic control system to reduce travel time and delays for American travelers. I think everybody can agree on that. Anybody want more delays at airports? No, I didn't think so.
The White House says the president's plan could begin creating jobs as early as next year if Congress moves quickly. That seems unlikely. Lawmakers have only a few weeks left before they go home to campaign for the November elections, and Republicans don't seem interested in giving Democrats any legislative victories between now and then. House Republican Whip Eric Cantor criticized the infrastructure plan as another tax and spend stimulus initiative. Now, about the elections in November, Democrats in Arizona are trying to stop several homeless people from running on the Green Party ticket. The Democrats say it's all a dirty trick by Republican operative Stephen May, who recruited candidates like Benjamin Piercy. His campaign office is a Starbucks where he hangs out. In his campaign statement, he talks about his small business. That small business is strumming his guitar on the street. Tuesday's page one looks at another sign of political polarization on the Supreme Court. In the last 5 years, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Antonin Scalia have only hired law clerks who had previously clerked for appeals court judges appointed by Republican presidents. At the other end of the spectrum, 21 of the 25 clerks Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has hired since 2005 came from appeals judges appointed by Democrats. The early data on President Obama's two appointees point to a similar pattern for Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. In Afghanistan, a $250 million program to win over Taliban soldiers is stalling. So far, only $200,000 has been spent. Afghan officials are bickering over who should run the program. International donors have been slow to put up the money they promised. Congress earmarked $100 million. Germany and Japan pledged more than $110 million. So far, they haven't sent the checks. Britain has paid about a third of the $7.5 million it promised. It's the first day of school in many places. Classes actually started last week at a school in Newark that's being run by the teachers. Principal Charity Haygood is calling herself the principal teacher at Avon Avenue School. She's in the classroom teaching every day. Fellow teacher Dominique Lee says it's the fantasy of six passionate teachers who said, enough's enough. They were tired of failure and tired of school bureaucracy that doesn't understand teaching. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This preview of the New York Times front page is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity system which gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free, so you can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, Iran is holding firm against giving nuclear inspectors the access and the information they wanted. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran barred two inspectors from the country. It's now been 3 months since the UN Security Council imposed tough new sanctions. For some weeks now, the Obama administration has been saying the sanctions are beginning to bite. South Africa's trade union suspended an almost three-week-old strike by thousands of government workers. The strike closed schools and held up plans to expand medical services. The unions say they'll consult their members on the government's offer of a 7.5% raise. The unions had been demanding 8.6%. A Times poll found most New Yorkers want to restore the old term limits for elected officials. 73% want to reverse Mayor Michael Bloomberg's move to let elected officials serve more than two terms. The issue will be on the ballot in November. Voters will get to say whether they want term limits to stay at three terms or go back to two. On the subject of third terms, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is dropping hints he might run for his old job again. He served two terms as prime minister. Russia's constitution barred him from a third consecutive term, so his protege Dmitry Medvedev ran for prime minister and then appointed Putin president. Putin could decide to run again for president. The constitution does not prevent that. A gathering in North Korea could signal new leadership there. Workers' Party delegates converged on Pyongyang. That had Korea watchers wondering, would Kim Jong-il give his third son and presumed successor important new responsibilities? You never know what's at the end of a long road. One long road in the Egyptian desert led archaeologists to some unusual discoveries. They excavated a bakery that was more than 3,500 years old. They found 1,000 pounds of baking items like mixing bowls and bread molds. There was even a piece of pottery somebody had used to calculate a tax on a well. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.